Another micro edition of the More Than This podcast for you. Hello, I'm Sheridan Voysey. Well, every fortnight or so, I get an opportunity to present a short segment on the UK's largest broadcaster, BBC Radio 2. I mean, 16 million listeners every week. Now, they're not all listening when I'm on at all. Only a 2.5 million are listening when I'm on at 5:45 in the morning. But it's not a bad gig, is it? Now, producers of the Pause for Thought segment allow me and other presenters, and we're all of varying faith backgrounds, to be as religious as we want, as long as we don't get preachy. Now, I love sharing Christian ideas with secular audiences, so the spot is a treat to do, even if it does mean I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to be down in London in time to do it. I don't enjoy that bit, but boy, I love sharing Christian ideas with a broad population. Now, I don't get to choose the topics, the producers do. So what could I say when they asked me to talk about the topic of guilty pleasures? Do I confess to my penchant for 80s soul and funk music? It's a long way from praise and worship music, isn't it? Or what about sharing how I eat Nutella out of the jar? Actually, I do share that, and presenter Vanessa Feltz is quite shocked by it. You'll hear that in just a second. What I ended up doing was talking about false guilt. You see, there are some things that we should feel guilty about, for both our sake and for others' sake, and there are some things that we shouldn't feel guilty about, even though we do. But how do you know the difference? How do you know when you should feel guilty and when you shouldn't? Well, here's what I had to say.
Anyway, our subject is guilty pleasures, isn't it?
It is, and mine tend to change over time. When my wife and I first discovered the TV series West Wing, we became fans so quickly, and we would watch multiple episodes back to back. Our record was 5 in one sitting. I mean, that's just wrong, isn't it? It's just wrong. I've had seasons of slipping a dash of liqueur into my coffee each morning, but let's keep it between you and me, Vanessa. Mm. I'm not alone in having eaten chocolate spread from the jar, but I have made that pleasure even more indulgent by adding a dollop of strawberry sauce to it as well. I mean, that's just wrong.
Well, you just, dribble the sauce into the chocolate spread in the jar?
I use a spoon.
What a bacchanalian orgy of depravity. Do
it
you
is.
Really?
It is. It's an orgy of depravity.
Do you put the strawberry sauce on the spoon and then dip the spoon, or do you drip the sauce into
the jar with the chocolate, get out the strawberry sauce, put the strawberry sauce on top of the chocolate spread?
That's just shocking.
I think that's probably
illegal. Listen, don't try this at home. Don't listen to that nasty man, Sheridan Voysey, lovely listener.
Please don't try it.
Do not try it. There'll be no turning back. I realise that. Oh, wow. Sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
You know, I think my only one consistent guilty pleasure has been my rather irregular habit of spending an afternoon in a coffee shop writing in a journal. I can make a single soy cappuccino last for hours as I scribble down all the ideas in my mind. And what makes this delightful activity a guilty pleasure for me is not what I'm doing, it's when I'm doing it. Not on the weekend in my spare time, but on a weekday. To sit in a cafe, putting my feelings on paper while others pore over spreadsheets or sweat it out on construction sites seems so very indulgent. So I don't do it very often. But I should. As a writer, every book that I publish or talk that I give starts first in that journal. I may spend hours at the computer crafting the book or the talk, but it's only after the original idea is found. And those ideas are best found when I'm in a relaxed state with a pen and paper. For me, then, cafe time is work time. But that doesn't stop me feeling a little guilty as I sit in that cafe on a Wednesday afternoon. I have spent much time in those journals also reflecting on when and when not to feel guilty about something, and I'm convinced we need an external standard to judge those feelings by. This is why I believe something like the Ten Commandments is just so important. If we feel guilty for cheating on our partners, or charging clients for work we haven't done, or anything else on that famous list, we can know that our conscience is working properly by motivating us to change. But if we feel guilty about sitting in a cafe journaling on a weekday afternoon, we can also ask if maybe our conscience is just simply being oversensitive. So, here's to guilty pleasures that turn out to be not-so-guilty pleasures. If you're coming through Oxford this afternoon, do say hello. I'll be at the corner table in the cafe on High Street, scribbling madly in my notepad.
Listen, I would if I had the time, but I'm going to be out searching for the strawberry sauce.
Oh, please.
Just to enhance life's guiltiest of pleasures.
It's heaven.
It's been really nice seeing you. Thank you,
you
very
too,
much.
Vanessa.
You're leading me into temptation. Do you realise? In the worst way.
I'm sorry. Well, we can both go to confession together afterwards.
About gilding the chocolate lily, for goodness sake. To conclude, Pause for Thought with the extremely shockingly behaved Sheridan Voysey, The writer and the broadcaster. We've got Edie Gourmet. Oh, we don't have enough Edie Gourmet on Radio 2. We really, that's my view. I love Edie Gourmet. Edie Gourmet and the coffee song.